This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Yes, hello, Henrik. My name is Mike Driver, and I call myself a CRM business consultant. It means that I'm very much focused on the business side of getting CRM operational and making sure that people use it as well. I mean, it's got to be simple to use, it's got to be fit for purpose and simple to use. So what I do is I work with companies who have installed a system and maybe their clients aren't using it, maybe it's too complicated, whatever. I'll come in and do a review and check out where they are now, check out what they were trying to achieve, see how far they've got along that line, what hurdles they've got, and basically come up with some ideas and recommendations to make some changes. So that's really fundamentally what I do.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, CRM goes back about 20 years. I've been involved with it most of that time. And even now, we're still talking about user adoption. You know what? I think this is a phrase that should not be in the CRM space in the way it is. You know, we shouldn't be talking about user adoption as something that doesn't happen. And so how am I involved with user adoption? Well, it's the fundamental thing about any system. If you're going to spend a lot of money on a system, you're going to develop it, you configure it, get the data right and all the rest of it. But if users don't use it fully and properly and get benefits from it, then it's a major, major issue. And so I'm very heavily involved. Pretty much everything I do, it's in some way or another, relates to user adoption.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, funnily enough, I think in user adoption in the sales area, particularly B2B, has always been a challenge. And it's a bit, I think it's got to the point now where it's a bit like a badge of honor, where salespeople will think or say, well, you know, no, we don't use that. We don't use that. It's a bit like, you know, join the club. We're the club who don't use it. And I may be being a little bit harsh here, but that's what I come across. And I'll talk to sales directors and ask them about how the CRM is going. And so I always get what I call a pregnant pause. And so it tells me I know the answer. I know he's going to say something like, well, you know, it's okay, but people aren't using it. So we have a situation where sales directors and other senior management seem to accept the fact that users don't use it. And so I think to myself, and often I would say, or in a very sort of sympathetic way, I will say, well, who's running this company? And isn't it the case that salespeople have to do things in the same way as other people have to do things? So, you know, I think that's where it happens. These are the challenges. The biggest successes, well, I think we can learn a lot from the B2C space where user adoption, and of course it's to do with the type of personnel, but B2C space is where people use the system, they follow rules, they follow process, and you get a much stronger, much fuller engagement with on the B2C side than you do on the B2B side. But those companies who do recognize that the company data, all the relevant company data that you need to drive the business or to achieve whatever set of objectives you set out, to get all of that data, which probably is resident not just in the CRM system, there's going to be data in an operational system, there's going to be data in an account system, there's going to be data in a whole range, Excel spreadsheets, the dreaded. Mm-hmm. So it's about pulling all of that data into one place, and the power, particularly in larger companies, well, not just in larger companies, in all companies, the power of having all that information in one place. I call it the single point of truth, spot. One place where you know you can go in and you can get the latest piece of information. You know the last time somebody in the firm spoke to that particular client, you can see any problems they've got. And in other words, there's a ton of advantages, but one of the key advantages is if I pick up the phone and I speak to a client, I can see beforehand the history of that client, and I go in prepared for that. I don't go in randomly making a cold call, and the guy says, you know what, I was talking to someone from your company the other day. How come you didn't know about that? So this whole thing about having data in the one place, and that means users have got to use it, put the key nuggets of information in their heads into a system, that's crucial.
Mike, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Improving user adoption, okay. Well, you know, it's not just giving them training. It's not just giving them support. It's not just making things easy. It's all of those things. It's all of those things. And one of the key things, in my opinion, about user adoption is involving the users. Because what happens sometimes is a project team will get together with all these experts, project experts and CRM experts and all the rest of it, and we tend to forget about the end users. So really, there needs to be, within an initial project team, some representation from the end user community. This is crucial. Now, the interesting thing about that is, and this doesn't apply to CRM user adoption, in my opinion, it applies across the board in terms of management in organization. It's involving the end users. Because if you ask an end user for their opinion about something, and they say, well, this is what I do, and this is what I want, and et cetera, then because they're part of that discussion, and assuming that some of that information is acted upon, then the end users will start to take on board some ownership. And that's terribly important, involvement and ownership. So that's one thing you can do right up front. The first thing is the language that we use. There's so much negativity around. Don't use the word buy-in. Buy-in is the most negative word you can probably use. Salespeople are given the benefits of why they should be doing this, not begging them to buy into it, which I think is shocking. The other thing is change. Let's not use the word change. Let's talk about fine-tuning, because nobody wants to change, really. Let's just do fine-tuning. But we talk about benefits, we talk about positivity, and this is one of the key things about user adoption.
Mike, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, I can give you some details of my website, which is logicrum.com. www.logicrum, that's logicrm.com. And I do a daily post on LinkedIn, not just about user adoption, but about other CRM-related business best practice matters.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Mike.
Well, you're very welcome, and hope to hear from some of your listeners.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.